You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. This is Yvette Hampton and I am so glad that you are back with me today. I have a really special guest on today. Her name is Tana Meyer and you guys are going to love her. If you are not yet familiar with her, you are going to be so encouraged by our time with her today. I got to meet Tana back in February when we both attended a BJU summit. And BJU brought us in along with a bunch of other blogger moms and homeschool leaders and influencers. And so that's where I got to meet Tana. And I really enjoyed getting to know her a little bit. And the Lord really has just been putting her on my heart. I texted her a couple of months ago, or maybe it was a few weeks ago, and just said, the Lord just keeps impressing your name upon my heart. I don't know why, but I want to have you on the podcast. And so she said, yes. So here she is. And Tana, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Tell us a little bit about you and your family and what you do in the homeschool world.
Okay. So my husband and I live in the Pacific Northwest and we have six children. My oldest is, how old is he? He's 12 and it goes all the way down to preschool. So, you know, we have a busy house, but it's a lot of fun. And we've been homeschooling from the beginning and Lord willing, we'll be homeschooling all the way through high school. So we're really just blessed by the life that we have here.
Yeah.
And I also volunteer for Ocean Network, which is our state organization here in Oregon. I'm their digital communications manager. And I have been blogging at Proverbial Homemaker for about 1,000 years, I think, forever. I think 8 years. And I really, my passion there is just to encourage homeschool moms to seek the Lord and to homeschool and not worry about perfection. So that's pretty much what I do. And I do a little bit of speaking and writing and I provide some courses. And my heart is just really to bless homeschool moms and give them confidence to homeschool successfully.
Yeah, I love it. You know, one of the things that has really impressed me about Proverbial Homemaker, your blog that you have, is very much like us in our ministry here at Schoolhouse Rocked, you always point parents to God and to God's word. It's never about here's how to do this homeschool thing. Here's how to teach math. Here's how to teach, you know, language arts. It's always about what is going to draw our kids towards Christ, because that is the most important thing. If they come out of our homeschool knowing everything in the world about math and science and history, but they don't have a relationship with their Savior, none of that is going to matter. And so that is really our passion here. And I've seen that in you through your writing as well. And so I really appreciate that about you and have really enjoyed just kind of perusing through your blog. A lot of people might be surprised to know that I actually don't look at a lot of homeschool blogs. I mean, almost never, unless someone's going to be on the podcast and I kind of will browse through it. But typically, I'm not one who enjoys reading. I like listening. I like to listen to podcasts and interviews mm-hmm. and things like that. But I was really encouraged by so much of the stuff that you have on there that God has put on your heart to share with and to encourage other homeschool families. And one of the things that really jumped out at me was that you are what you call a type B homeschool mom. And so as I was thinking through, like, what do we want to talk about on the podcast? That jumped out at me because I am that type B homeschool mom. And you and I were talking before the podcast. You know, we've had Christy Clover on, who is amazing and a sweet friend. And she is the type A homeschool mom. She is the master organizer of mayhem. And, you know, she's literally written the book on it. And she is very well organized and just put together, not perfect in any way, but she would be in that type A category of homeschool moms that I think most homeschool moms feel like they need to be. And then you've got the type B homeschool mom, which is like myself and like you, who doesn't have it all perfectly together, doesn't have it all laid out. And that's the mom who always seems to think, I can't homeschool my kids because I simply don't have what it takes to do this homeschooling thing. So we're going to talk about that today. And I'm excited to have you on to encourage us type B moms on how we can educate our kids, but not just educate them, how we can disciple their hearts and really have a great impact in their lives and in their hearts. And so I know you talk about four things that you do not have to worry about as a homeschool mom. So let's kind of just jump into that. And I'm going to let you just bring some encouragement. The first one I know you talk about is that we're not enough as homeschool moms. So talk about that. How is it that we're not enough, and how can we teach our kids when we aren't enough?
Yeah, I mean, homeschool moms are a very intentional group of women. We want to educate our children well. We want to lead them to Christ. We want to do everything right. We want to make sure we don't mess it up. And we tend to feel, even not consciously, but we tend to feel like the whole of it is on our shoulders. We have to figure everything out. It's all on us, and we need to be enough. We need to be put together enough. We need to be, you know, qualified. We need to have the right kind of personality. We need to be organized, all of those things. And if we aren't, and usually along the way we find out we aren't, then we feel like a failure, like we can't actually educate our kids. And that's just a lie. And it really leads to a lot of homeschool burnout, because moms start to believe, you know, they have to be a certain way. They have to have everything figured out. And when they don't, they feel like they failed and they can't do it. And they end up, you know, delegating that task to somebody else, feeling like that's the only option. And it really isn't, because the truth is, we're not enough. We are definitely not enough. Nobody is cut out to carry the load of educating and discipling a human soul that God has given to us all the way through. It's not supposed to be something we carry on our own. It's supposed to be something that the Lord comes alongside us and shares that burden with us and guides us along the way. We're learning just as much as our kids are through this process. And so I think once homeschool moms realize that they're not enough, and that that's how it should be, and that we're supposed to be leaning on the Lord and not our own strength, then things start to turn around. Our perspective turns around. Our homeschool turns around. We start to see the blessings and the successes instead of our own shortcomings. And it's just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that is, as we look at ourselves and we think, you know, we are not enough. We are not patient enough. We're not organized enough. We're not smart enough, maybe. We don't have what it takes. If we think about it in context of a teacher in a classroom, what makes us think that that teacher or those teachers we're putting our children in the care of each and every single day is enough? Why do they magically have all the patience to deal with a classroom full of, you know, 20 to 40 kids? Why do they magically have the time to do everything that needs to be done, and the resources and the organization skills and all of the things that we think we need to be? That's simply not realistic. You know, we are putting them in a classroom with a teacher who is a human. And it's kind of ironic, actually. Three of my very best friends in the whole world are all teachers. They're homeschool moms now, but they previously taught all of them actually in the public school system. And they will be the first to say, you know, it was hard. It was really hard. I didn't have the patience. I didn't have what it took. But then we think, well, we don't have it, so we can't homeschool our kids. Well, right. No one has it. I mean, you know, like you said, there's not a single mom out there who has it perfectly all together and who has the patience and the knowledge and the organizational skills to be able to do this. So how do you encourage that mom who feels like, I'm just not enough, I can't do this?
You know, usually, so we have this Facebook group, Homeschool Successfully. And whenever a homeschool mom or a new mom comes on and says, I just don't think I can do this. I don't have the patience. I don't have, you know, the organizational skills. I'm not smart enough. I didn't do, you know, X, Y, and Z to get educated for this. I just can't do it. Everybody jumps on there and says, yeah, well, you just described to me.
Right.
And the truth is, there's just amounts of diverse homeschool moms out there who are homeschooling their children successfully, homeschooling them for the Lord, who struggle with patience, who struggle with organization, who struggle with all these things. And you don't need all of those things. We can grow in those things as homeschool moms. We can learn and grow in those areas. But the truth is, the Lord gives us all we need, to be able to educate our children well. And it may not be what we think we need, but it is everything we need. And he will, like I said, he'll shape us and guide us in the process. So it's actually better. Yeah. It's better to come into homeschooling realizing that you are not enough and that you don't have, you're not cut out for it.
Right.
Because, yeah, because then the Lord can take that and use it for his glory.
Right. And you have no other choice but to depend on him in order to accomplish what he's called you to. And then the great thing is at the end, we don't get to take all the credit for it. We don't get to look at our kids and say, look what we did. Look what amazing, what an amazing mom I was. Look what an amazing teacher I was. We can say, look at what God did through my faults and my failures as a mom and as a teacher. God did this. And I know you, I'm sure, just like I have met many, many seasoned homeschool moms who have graduated their kids and they've just gone, I don't even know. I don't even know how it happened except God. God's the only way I can explain how my children have come out of our home, loving him, following him, well-educated, you know, and checked the boxes that are important because God. He's able to do those things. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit about this.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is available now to encourage you. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended. Filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. I have been so encouraged and blessed. The one thing that stood out to me about each session I have listened to is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to him who is faithful. Thank you for everyone who made this possible." And another homeschool mom said, "Thank you so much for all the value provided at this price. We are a big family with a super tight budget. My husband was encouraged. The boys listened in too. A relief to find this resource at such an affordable price with so much value." Register today at homegrowngeneration.com for a free preview, over 9 hours of content, or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today.
We are back with Tana. We were just talking about how we're not enough as moms, and that's a good thing because then God is enough. We get to depend on him completely. The other thing that you talk about is the fear of messing them up, and we are going to mess them up. We don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to mess up our kids because that just kind of comes with the territory, right? What are the fears in messing up our kids that moms deal with the most?
Yeah, moms definitely worry that they're going to mess up their kids because now, you know, before in the public school system, we have given them all of the responsibility for educating our children. And so it rests on their shoulders not to mess our children up. Mm-hmm. And so when they come home to be with us or when we start from the beginning homeschooling, we feel like we're the ones who are responsible not to mess them up.
Right.
But it's really just the wrong focus because it's not realistic to think that we won't make mistakes. We will make mistakes. We're not perfect and we're not supposed to try to be perfect. And it's not realistic and it's not the right focus because our job isn't to crank out perfect little human beings who are completely educated with no gaps and get everything right. Our job is to prepare our children well and to continuously point them and ourselves to Christ. That is our job. And so we do the best with that, with what God has given us, and then we leave the results up to him. And that just takes a huge weight off of us to think that we're not going to mess our children up because you know, lots of things are going to happen in our children's lives. And ultimately, we just need to do our part, do what God has commanded us to do faithfully, right, as best we can, leaning on Him, and then trust the results to God.
Right.
So a couple of the things that we worry about, like, there's a couple of hot topics that moms worry about when it comes to messing their kids up. One is they're worried their kids aren't going to be socialized, the big socialized, you know.
Right.
What about socialization question that makes all homeschoolers around the world roll their eyes?
Yep.
So the thing is that we worry that our kids aren't going to be well socialized enough, but we know as homeschoolers that that's not what we're aiming for. We don't want children who are socialized by the culture and socialized by, you know, a big amount of their peers being with them all day. We want them to be socialized by their family and by, mm-hmm, you know, carefully constructed relationships that we provide in their early years, and then gradually loosen those reins as they get older with, you know, godly principles and all of those things.
Yeah.
But that kind of socialization doesn't happen in the public school. So when we think about it from a homeschool mom's perspective, we're worried they're going to end up being weird and backwards, and they're not going to have any friends. And it always reminds me of this quote that Heidi St. John said once along when I first went to a homeschool conference. She said something that changed my perspective so much. She said, you know, your kids are going to be weird, as weird as you are.
Right.
And that's true for homeschool parents and public school parents. And I was like, she's right.
Right.
Looking around, everybody is basically as weird as their parents were. So I can kind of take a deep breath and know that my kids are going to be weird, and that that's okay. But that I am pointing them in the right directions with, you know, godly influences in their lives. And that's way more important than them getting along with their peers and spending time with their peers.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That is the question, you know, that people, I'm always surprised that people still ask that question. And yeah, it's interesting. We did, I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when we very first started filming for Schoolhouse Rocked, we did street interviews. As a matter of fact, we did one interview in Portland, Oregon, and we interviewed this lady randomly. We were actually in Subway and she came over to us and she said, what are you guys working on? And we said, oh, we're filming a documentary on education. And she said, oh, well, I used to be a teacher. She said, I was a teacher for many years in the public school system. And I said, oh, well, would you mind if we interviewed you? She said, not at all. So we started interviewing her, and she was retired. And I forget how many years, but she worked in the public school system for like 30 or 40 years. And she said, the problem with education, with public schools today, is socialization. And she said, because schools are so concerned about standardized testing and getting kids to pass these tests that they've cut back so much on their ability to socialize with one another. Well, now as we're looking at this and we're looking at, you know, the direction of where public schools are schools in general are going with social distancing and things like this, now it's a real thing when it comes to school. They're really going to be unsocialized. And so, you know, homeschooled kids, as you said, we do socialize them. Mm-hmm. And they are some of the best socialized, most eloquent speakers. They're able to deal with kids and people of any age.
Right.
And we have the ability to influence that in their lives. And so mm-hmm. that's such an opportunity that we have, instead of them being in a herd of kids their same exact age for 40 hours a week, we now get to expose them to all different sorts of social, socialized opportunities. I know one of the other things that moms often think about that we're going to mess up is their education, the actual education themselves, the academic part of it. Have you come across that oftentimes with different moms that you talk to? I mean, I know that we have, you know, I'm not smart enough. So how would you encourage that mom who just says, I'm not smart enough, I can't teach them, I can't give them the education that they desire or deserve?
Right. So I can think of very few times when veteran homeschool parents, you know, veteran homeschool parents, when they talk about the education that their child received, it's always, they're always talking about what a rich education they had. So the way I think of it is, you know, somebody wouldn't say of a person who had an education where they were privately tutored and, you know, they were able to explore their interests, and they were be able to go at their pace, and they would be able to excel, you know, in different areas. with this private tutoring model, they wouldn't say that, well, they had a very poor education. That right. just would never happen. They'd be like, wow, they had a special, you know, elite, yeah. unique, customized education. And that's exactly what homeschooling is. Homeschooling right. is you're privately tutoring your child, yep. so to speak,
yep.
to educate them and craft their education around their strengths, to, you know, come alongside them in their weaknesses, to guide them in the right focus, give them a biblical worldview. It's the best education out there. So I think when people worry that they're going to screw it up because of education and academics, what they're really saying is, I'm worried about what other people think and if they're going to, you know, measure up to the worldly standards of what education really should be. But even in that area, I encourage moms, because we are starting to see more and more that colleges are looking for homeschoolers. They right. want homeschoolers because they're self-motivated, they're, you know, diligent, they show character qualities that just can't be beat, and they are well equipped academically. So it's really not something that I think we need to worry about. I mean, yes, we need to be thoughtful and diligent in putting together our children's education. And that can just look a variety of ways depending on the right. family. But I really don't think that there's any danger of there being some sort of shortfall when it comes to academic quality in a homeschool.
Right. And in addition to the academics, they get an opportunity to learn life skills. You know, right. they get to learn how to do home life. They mm-hmm. learn how to organize and deal with their laundry. We, as a matter of fact, after interviewing Christy Clover, I was like, we talked about laundry, and she said she has all of her kids do their own laundry. Her youngest is 6. And I was like, well, of course. I mean, my girls are completely capable of doing that. My youngest is 9. And so I was like, right. okay, girls, get ready. And I literally went out a couple days later, bought them each their own little, you know, dirty clothes hamper, and said, it's on you now. And they, you know, I, of course, you know, while my oldest knew how my youngest, I said, here's how you do it. Here's how you run the washing machine. She's now tall enough that she can actually reach in and get all of her clothes out. And they do their own laundry now. And it's wonderful. But they're learning life skills. They learn how to grocery mm-hmm. shop and how to make doctor's appointments and how to, you know, menu plan and cook and do family meals, things like that. And that's so good for them because it's life skills. And yeah. you don't get that sitting in a classroom for 40 hours a week. You just can't. I mean, you can get it at home outside of that. But it's such a great way to just weave everyday life into their education. So we are out of time for part one, but we will be back on Wednesday to talk more about this. So until Wednesday, Tana, where can people find out more about you and your blog and the different things that you have to encourage homeschool families?
You can go to proverbialhomemaker.com, and I have several articles there, and you can go into the store, and I have some courses and ebooks and some curriculum that you can take a look at. A lot of it is for homeschool moms for encouragement and equipping, and some of it is curriculum and theology resources for kids.
Love it. Okay, we will link to those in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time. We will be back on Wednesday to talk more about this. Bye-bye.